As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, June the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday by hook, by crook, or by reason, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, of course. Good news, always hard facts, workable solutions when we can find them and where you can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. You're doing us live on air, and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. I thought I had it all memorized. Your calls are certainly welcome. Neil, send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96. Out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Your gifts and checks and offerings will certainly be, expected. I don't know. We're not going to have a fundraising drive here today. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Send your children. Well, love offerings, right? I'll send you a prayer shawl if I can figure out where to buy them. Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal, local. Get serious, Will. Let's go. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and, of course, your calls are welcome. Yesterday, what a snafu. Well, anyway, it goes like that in live radio, but I was here. Just because the rest of the world wasn't, that's the way it goes sometimes. Precious metals, joint equities, currencies, and crude in a red ink pool. We'll talk about that briefly in our market report. Bernanke, of course, should have kept his mouth shut, but didn't. State versus government, we'll go in and look at some of what I wanted to cover yesterday. If we have time later in the broadcast, we'll go back into comprehensive planning and zoning, look at the Planning Commission and the kind of propaganda they're fed. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $9.10. Yeah, that's just the beginning of the red ink. At $1,535.60 a troy ounce. Silver off 82 cents at $36.32. Platinum off 14 bucks at $1,819. Palladium off $10 at $797. The gold market spread this morning. Okay, the lows and the highs of the gold market this morning, $1,530.20 for a low and $1,546.80 for a high. But at $1,535.60, your gold is up $315.60 year to year for a 25.87% return on your investment. A London gold fix this morning. The boys in London, the LBMA.org, check them out on the web. They set the price at $1,535.50 and promptly dragged gold prices right down to there. Anyway, the SPDR gold shares overnight seemingly unchanged at 1,212.87 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest valued on State Street at $60.2 billion. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
We're Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with Extend Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, June the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live once again Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report and continue for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City, lots of red ink this morning all across the whole marketplace. All of the indicators that we cover on a day-to-day basis, the only little uptick is a minor bump in the Swiss franc and a little bit up in the USDX. But let's go through the numbers. Get this over with and behind us. It's Benjamin Bernanke, shut up. Well, I wish he hadn't spoken yesterday. Anyway, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an hour ago, we found these kind of numbers up on Kitco and elsewhere. The gold market this morning off $9.10. These are spot metal prices. Off $9.10 at $1,535.60. You know, everybody's looking for that 1557. If they can get there and go over it and hold it for a week, then maybe we'll see 16 and higher a move in the gold market. But right now it's trying desperately to stay above 1500. But it's in the mid-ground, and that's good. Every day it's above 1500 is a good day for all of us. Anyway, gold off $9.10 at $1,535.60. Silver off 82 cents, a strong move downward in silver this morning at $36.32 an ounce. Platinum off 14 bucks. Palladium off $10 at $7.97. Again, the lows and the highs in the market. $16 spread. It's a widespread. They came in and did a hack job again early on. $1,530.20 for a low. $1,546.80 for a high. But again, at $1,536.60, your gold is up $315.60 year to year for a 25.87% return on your investment. And just buy long, stay long, and enjoy the ride through the summer. The London Gold Fix, they set the price at $1,535.50 this morning. Your SPDR gold shares. We always market, check these out. This is GLD, the exchange-traded fund. Some say that they have gold. Some say they don't have gold. They want you to believe they do. But I'm more interested in their prospectus. I'm more concerned about the 11-11-11 date that they have there for a terminus of their system. Anyway, we'll see what comes of that. But they claim this morning to be holding 1,212.87 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at $60.2 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 19, also in the red. Everything's in the red at 12,071. The NASDAQ off 1 at 2702, and the S&P 500 closed down 1 at 1285. The crude oil this morning, we'd like to have red ink here, off another 51 cents at $98.58 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude West Texas Intermediate, delivered at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma at $98.58 a barrel. Of course, they're talking about OPEC is going to increase the production and so on and so forth. And there's a lot of up and downery in the news, but it's basically just a bad story. Gasoline and diesel prices way too high. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 31 basis points at 73.86, which impacts the foreign exchange rates. Where this morning the Canadian loonie exchanging against the U.S. dollar off 69 basis points at a buck and a penny. The Mexican peso down 36 basis points at 9 cents. The euro off 42 basis points at $1.46. Excuse me, get my throat ready to go for the day. The British pound off 58 basis points at $1.64. And the Swiss franc, like I said, just up a little bit, up 3 basis points at $1.20. Very strong place for the Swiss franc, man. Just keep watching that Swiss franc. It's walking away from the dollar in record time. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year treasuries. Wow. The U.S. bonded indebtedness dropping down even lower to 0.39%. They're going to, I guess, as long as the Federal Reserve is going to buy all the treasuries, they might as well get it at 0% interest, huh? Why not? Anyway, the yield is at 0.39%. The 10-year yield, your benchmark, is at 2.97. The 30-year yield is at 4.22. So very low interest rates there. And, of course, we see a continuing decline in the mortgage markets where the fixed rate 15-year national average mortgage goes down from 3.83% a month ago to 3.68%. This morning, the 30-year moves down from 4.61 to 4.49%. Your prime rate is locked in iron at 3.25%. Your gold-to-silver ratio moves down to 42.29 ounces of silver, brings home 1 ounce of gold. Market economy calendar this morning, there's lots happening today, but it's going to be happening later in the day. And then, of course, tomorrow is going to be the big day. But we won't be able to get the petroleum report out probably today. Tom Honig, another of these Fed guys, he's going to speak later. The beige book is going to be out this afternoon. And all the gold people are talking, oh, we're waiting for the beige book. We're waiting for the beige book. Well, they're always waiting for something. You might as well just be waiting for Godot, because I don't see anything in the future that's going to pick this economy out of the dumpers. Anyway, let's pick up this one. Mortgage bankers purchase applications, all right, this is the only report I'm going to share this morning. The volume of mortgage applications to purchase a home fell 4.4% in the June 3rd week, a week that closes out a flat month of May and starts June off on a weak note. Purchase volumes aren't going to be boosting expectations for home sales, he said slowly. Unlike purchase volumes, applications for refinancing have been on the climb relative to purchase volumes and are at their highest point since the beginning of the year. All right, so what are we talking about here? People aren't going out there and getting a mortgage to buy any of the new houses or buying a house, you know, period. It ain't happening. I got a builder that's here in this small town of Exeter, built 2 new houses, started them last year. They're still sitting there. You know, he's just riding. He's riding on his construction loans. He ain't selling this product. All right. It ain't happening. And these are real tiny little 24 by 24 square, you know, 1.5 story type joints. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Anyway, things are not looking too good in that area. Not really a lot of news today. In fact, I'm not even interested in carrying those, so let's just drop the Bloomberg articles and go to this one. This I received from one of our listeners, Austin. I wanted to share this yesterday. Austin beginning to compete with other Texas city for wealthy immigrants from Mexico. I don't know whether this went out over the air yesterday. We had so much trouble with Skype, and it wasn't just here, and we'll talk about that Skype trouble in a moment. But nevertheless, I want to get this out for you so that you understand some of what's going down here. Jeremy Schwartz writing this. His original plan, again, was to open a restaurant in his native Monterey. And if I'm repeating something you heard yesterday, just bear with, because that broadcast was really cut up. His original plan, again, was to open a restaurant in his native Monterey, that would be Mexico, but the opening salvos of a mushrooming drug war changed his mind. Miguel couldn't know it at the time, but those first whiffs of violence 3 years ago would transform Mexico's wealthiest city into a battleground for warring drug cartels, unleashing a terrifying wave of kidnappings, carjackings, and extortion rackets. So they always start these stories out, you know, with this personal interest appeal, all right? And so he started, things just weren't going good for him. So they joined the wave of immigration, and they moved to Austin, all right? And so the real story here is, all know no government agency is counting the new immigrants, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. There are glimpses of their growing presence. Glimpses? For God's sake, you'd have to be blind. Private aircraft traffic between Austin and Mexico has more than doubled since 2006. And is on a pace to triple this year. So, you know, these are private aircraft. They don't have to go through the TSA screen. They don't have to get a wand up the rear, you know, or somebody's fingers in your crotch. They don't have to do that. They just fly in a, pile on their private aircraft and fly out, right? Anyway, so this private aircraft traffic has more than doubled since 2006 and is on pace to triple this year. We'll be right back.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here is a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Back into this story out of the Austin Statesman, rather interesting story. It's going to deal with some material that we've been talking about with Vicki Davis, and hopefully that she'll be able to come back on with us one of these days and go into it in greater detail. But let's go back into this story, okay? We're talking about people that got money that are coming, not just the people that are crawling across, you know, the wetback swimming across the Rio. No, that's not the whole case here. That's certainly not this story. What we're talking about is the people that have money for foreign direct investment. All right, it's a whole different story going on here. This is buying up the infrastructure of this country, buying up the land at the fire sale prices now that we're in the deepest depression since God only knows when, right? Okay, so anyway, so it says this air travel, private aircraft travel between Austin and Mexico, again, has more than doubled since 2006, is on a pace to triple this year to more than 500 arrivals. According to the Department of Homeland Security, local immigration lawyers say they've seen a sudden jump in wealthy Mexican clients seeking visas to live here. Robert Lawfron of the Austin immigration law firm of Foster Kwan, I wonder if that's their Asian counterpart, said that since last summer his firm's Austin office has had to hire three more attorneys to handle the influx, and heavily Anglo St. John Newman Catholic Church in Westlake recently celebrated its first Spanish language communion mass. Now, this goes back almost 20 years, folks. I remember back, I think it was like early 1990, somewhere like 95 in March, here in southwest Missouri, we had a really, really heavy spring snow. About 24, maybe 30 inches of snow fell. And it was on the ground for weeks. I mean, the power was out, everything. Anyway, so I dug into my boxes I found in my little cabin. I found my little shortwave radio, and I put it out on the table for the first time in a long time and started listening to shortwave again, trying to figure out what was going on in the world and maybe if they would ever get around to digging out the hill and holler roads. So anyway, I heard a very interesting radio broadcast one day, a beautiful sunny day that it was, just, you know, beaming up. The sun was just shining off the snow. It was just fantastic in that little cabin with the wood stove going, all right? Anyway, I'm sitting there, I'm listening to this shortwave broadcast, and it was a Catholic radio station, Catholic broadcast. And they had some Mother Mary of God or whatever, along with some priest, you know, some Jesuit or something. And what they were trying to do is reach out to people all across the middle states of the United States and in various places around the country and encourage them to get in partnership with the Catholic Church to put up a low-power AM or FM transmitter on their farmland, all right? And the church would pick up the whole tab. It was a turnkey operation. They'd just come out and set the whole thing in there, automated broadcast, and then they would broadcast into the area the Catholic message in bilingual message in Spanish and English to take advantage of all of this influx of new immigrants coming on us. Now, that was, like I said, almost 20 years ago, all right? So here it is, and the heavily Anglo St. John Newman Catholic Church in Westlake recently celebrated its first Spanish language communion mass. The new arrivals are buying or building high-end homes in Westlake, Lakeway, and the northern suburbs. According to real estate agents, they're also buying apartment complexes, opening restaurants, and investing in high-tech businesses. In October, information technology firm Evox, based in Monterey, Nuevo León, invested $2.4 million in an Austin office, hiring 11 employees. All right, the usurper can't seem to create jobs. The wealthy Mexicans are coming into this country. Salon, baby, la raza. And they're hiring. I wonder who they're hiring. That money helps the company bypass the long waiting lists that forces many of their countrymen to wait years to immigrate legally. So if they can be providing jobs, the people can come in on visas, right? gave their green cards and come on across the border, baby. Many receive visas that give them legal residency in return for investing large sums of money in the U.S. and creating jobs. Of course, Vicki Davis has been reporting on this out of, you know, Mr. Beaver's territory up in Idaho. All right, Governor Beaver. He's in bed with the Chinese, and I guess Austin's getting in bed with the Mexicans. Well, that's what these EB-5 visas are all about, given to immigrants who invest at least $1 million, and in some cases only $500,000, and create or preserve 10 jobs. That's an instant access to citizenship. Many more arrive with the E-Series visas, available to immigrants who make substantial investments, generally more than $100,000 in a business venture. Last year, and remember, this is the year that if you invest $100,000 in your business, you get a substantial tax break. So they're waiting with arms open for these EB-5 people. Here we go. Last year, the State Department issued 1,965 E-1 and E-2 visas to Mexicans, a 49% increase since 2005. According to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the number of Mexicans with college degrees working in the U.S. more than doubled between 2005 and 2010 to 1.1 million. And guess who paid for their college degrees? God, they get in-state tuition. Your children don't. But in the race to lure these well-off immigrants, Austin trails Texas cities that have served as more traditional landing spots. The Houston Convention and Visitors Bureau has paid consultants representing the city in Mexico. San Antonio has had representatives in Mexico since 1991 and spends about $200,000 a year to staff offices in Monterrey, Mexico, and Guadalajara, Jalisco. All right, Jalisco. Oh, boy. The influx of an estimated tens of thousands of immigrants to San Antonio is credited by newspaper editorials and former Mayor Henry Cisneros with boosting the city's high-end real estate and shopping sectors and injecting more vitality into the local economy. Houston, Dallas, and the Rio Grande Valley have all created investment centers for the new immigrants who have put their money into everything from oil and gas to hotels and movie theaters. Known as EB-5 centers, they act as nets for foreign money that is invested in local projects. Well, it's quite the article. It's enough to take your breath away. But what is sauce for the goose is oftentimes sauce for the gander. The United States has been investing in foreign countries. The Great Britain, England has been doing the same. France is doing the same. The Netherlands doing the same. Germany, everybody's doing the same. So what goes around comes around in the great international world that we live in. Yesterday, of course, we did have a lot of problems with our, let me jump over here. We did have a lot of trouble with the Skype system. There's a guy out here, some scumbag over in Russia. He did it, I guess. Anyway, FOSS Hackers Reverse Engineering has Skype seething. We'll pick up that one and go with it. By Richard Adhikari. This is the Linux Insider. Skype is hopping mad after a hacker reverse engineered part of its code and posted the results on the internet. Now, having read this article, I can't see how that could have or would have caused some kind of a shutdown yesterday. Maybe you can figure it out. But anyway, it continues and it says this: the FM. How perfect. FM Bushmanov says he intends to make Skype open source, but company officials have implied that he may be threatening the security of their product. It's unclear whether any legal action is in the works. Skype's code has been hacked and its innards published on the web by FM Bushmanov, a self-described freelance researcher in the tiny Komi Republic, about 870 miles from Moscow. His aim, he said, was to make Skype open source. You little scumbag. You know, one of the problems with this moral relativism is that we have come, not just in this guy's little town, but in Russia in general, China, the whole world has just completely dropped or broken or lost their moral compass. Just because you're capable of doing something doesn't mean that's the right thing to do. I might be capable of breaking your neck, but ought I do it? Just because I can? I don't think so. Another goal, he said, is to find friends who can spend many hours for completely reversing it because he hasn't finished the task. The move has Skype fuming. Me too.
cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we could go greater into greater detail with what this effing Bushman off did, but I don't think it's necessary for all those that are interested. You can find the article up on Tech News World, all tech, all the time. It's www.technewsworld.com. And the story is FOSS, F-O-S-S, hackers, reverse engineering, has Skype seething. Whether there's going to be a lawsuit coming or not is questionable. But, of course, from the reading the detail of the article, you don't get the idea that he was able to actually go in and do anything that would have caused the down and the outage yesterday on Skype. But a lot of users experienced a substantial loss of access or ability to use Skype yesterday. And that's not the only time it happens. It happens from time to time. We're thankful for the platform. It works real well. But, you know, here on Become Vocal Local, we're not easily overdone. One of our chatters in the chat room, Salamo, went up and set up a little tiny URL site real quickly. And we all went over. Well, we didn't all go over there. It took me a long time to get going. Anyway, I'm not too techno savvy. But we enjoyed, at least I enjoyed talking for a couple more hours after the broadcast went off of the Oracle Network. And we need to think about these backups. You know, this is where entrepreneurial spirit is going to be really, you know, the top dog. If you're out there and you're listening and you know of a way to set up a way to transfer this broadcast or any other broadcast quickly from one voice over internet protocol system to another and can let the host know, I know I'd like to tuck that away in my show archive material so that I can quickly just pop in and go to another place and continue broadcasting. We need to have as many fail-safes and backups as possible because there are these effing Bushmanovs all over the place, and they're always trying to queer the deal for everybody else. Just can't seem to get along very well. And here's another one. This really F's you off when you read it. Department of Education breaks down a Stockton's man's door. All right, this article was sent in by Jay Jenk for News 10 ABC, all right, also one of our chatters and also a host in his own right on the Orion Broadcasting Network, kind of a sister network to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, up against the wall with James. Stockton, California, went Kenneth Wright does not have a criminal record, and he had no reason to believe a SWAT team would be breaking down his door at 6 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday. I look out my window, I see 15 police officers, Wright said. Wright came downstairs in his boxer shorts. As a SWAT team came barging through his front door, Wright said an officer grabbed him by the neck and led him outside on his front lawn. He had his knee on my back, and I had no idea why they were here, Wright said. According to Wright, officers also woke his three young children, aged from 3 to 11, and put them in a Stockton police patrol car with him. Officers then searched his home. As it turned out, the person law enforcement was looking for was not there. Wright's estranged wife. Quote, they put me in handcuffs in that hot patrol car for 6 hours, traumatizing my kids, he says. Wright said he later went to the mayor and Stockton Police Department, but the city of Stockton had nothing to do with Wright's search warrant. The U.S. Department of Education issued the search and called the SWAT team for his wife's defaulted student loans. They busted down my door for this, Wright said. It wasn't even me. Oh, buddy, I'm telling you. Stockton Police Department said it was asked by federal agents to provide one officer and one patrol car just for a police presence. How about jurisdiction? Multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning we've been talking about. This is the problem with this multi-jurisdiction. Where's the county sheriff? You got the feds coming in here into Stockton. Anyway, Stockton police did not participate in breaking Wright's door, handcuffing him, or searching his home, and they sure as hell didn't stand in his defense. Wright really ought to gut up here. All I want is an apology for me and my kids and for them to get me a new door. How about $1 million? That's the problem. We just roll over and fold up like a wet handkerchief. Well, anyway, here's another one. I don't really have the drift of this article yet, but we'll share it with you. It came out of the chat room this morning. Comes out of an Israeli news article. Dagan was right to speak. Op-ed, the former Mossad chief did the right thing and showed courage by voicing his views in public. This by Ariella Ringel Hoffman, New News, Israel. Some years ago, I met with a very senior official in our military industries that made some harsh charges against one of the industry's top officials. Members of the industry later told me that the man spoke to me because he was fired. What's it all about? They said, this may be true, I replied, but I don't really care. Really, I don't either. The rule of thumb back then, as it is today, is that the real question has to do with the substance, not the motives. Noble motives cannot come instead of facts, just like lowly motives do not render the facts wrong. The public debate on the question of what is the motive for the media assaults by defense establishment retirees, and now it redirects. Anyway, that's Israel. Well, now it's back. In other words, even if, come on, this thing's going to shut up or I'm going to get out of here. All right. In other words, even if the Mossad former chief Dagan asked for another year in office and was rejected a certain minister's claim, this does not annul the substance of the words he uttered. And more than that, does not annul the need to say those things anyway. And it goes on, talks about silence is cowardice, as if we really care. Well, that's an Israeli article. I don't generally cover their news. There's a lot more that we can talk about, and I want to go there. We didn't get a chance yesterday, so we're kind of backlogged on the things I wanted to cover this week now by one day. So let's go right to it. And this is an article out of the Encyclopedia Americana, Volume 25. I looked it up the other day because I hadn't really remembered the article. And in this particular set of encyclopedias, I'm still working my way through to this set, and I haven't completely read the S volume yet. But here's State. You know, so many times I've shared with you this kind of a revelation I had years ago now, that there's an all-out war raging between legal positivism, which I'm still studying, this other book by Seebach. He's kind of a vapid writer. Legal positivism and American jurisprudence. But in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, return its codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable, so much to study. But the state, we talk about this state and the state. So I just thought I hadn't looked it up yet in this encyclopedia. I'll go take a look and see what it has to say about states. Rather interesting. This article, written a long time ago, one of the really cool things about these older encyclopedias is that this one particularly, it gives a very thorough, exhaustive bibliography of the materials that were referred to by the author. In this case, it looked like a staff author. But all of the material that you can go see, you know, it would be like all of the hot links at the end of an article that you'd find on the Internet. And it starts off with American Baldwin, 1898 articles. Let's see what we have, 1889, 1899, 1934, remember that. 1880, 1896, 1916, 1892, 1887, 1900. And 1926, so the very latest material that was used here is the 1934 that we mentioned, wasn't it? Yeah. All right. And so that gives us a little bit of an idea that this is prior to the creation of the fourth branch of government, the administrative state. And so it is, you know, the, what do they call it, the Administrative Procedures Act, yeah, 1946. So here's the article, rather interesting. Listen carefully. Political scientists of the present day. So this would be present day America, shortly after or right contemporary with the Depression, 1930s period. Again, political science of the present day. This is before all the socialists really had gotten deeply embedded in this country. This is before we had the huge influx. It was just starting. The huge influx of the Eastern European Jews coming into this country, that have then embedded themselves throughout our entire system, right? Political scientists of the present day distinguish sharply between the idea connoted by the term state and that indicated by the word government. You know, as we say, words are important. Words have meanings. The meanings are important, as is the usage. You go back to the trivium, we looked at the grammar and logic and rhetoric, how the words are used, what the words mean. There's a difference between the word and the usage of the word state and government, two different things. And so sometimes we confuse our anger and our angst and pit it against government when ought we be looking at state. And we'll find out more about that. By state is meant the body politic abstractly considered, the entity that possesses and exercises the sovereign political will. So we are the state at this point. We're the state. And then we have a government. Government's instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But are we going to be pissed at ourselves or what? We'll be right back.
My name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So as we go back into this discussion a little bit further on the state, and before I do, there's an article up on Bloomberg this morning. I'm not going to go into it in any depth at all. But rule study, this is the headline, rule study backed by Republicans, deeply flawed, Sunstein says. Well, very interesting, you know, and I've been struggling to read this guy's book, Anthony Seebach, Legal Positivism in American Jurisprudence. The guy has just, he's not exactly what you call a stimulating author, all right? Anyway, long story and short on that. He does mention towards the close of the book in the last couple of chapters or the last chapter, this new legal positivism. All right. These new legal positivists like neocons. Well, guess what? Cass Sunstein is mentioned in the book as being one of the legal positivists operating in America today. Now, this article is curious or interesting in that. I'll just give you the opening sentence. A U.S. Small Business Administration study estimating regulations cost $1.75 trillion is deeply flawed. The usurper's administration rules chief said, as Republicans said, new rules are hurting job growth. Who is this Obama administration's rule chief? Well, it's Cass Sunstein. Now, this rules is interesting, and in legal positivism, at least the modern version, there's a real problem dealing with morals. They don't want anything moral. They can't get into morals. We can't talk about morals, all right? Not even moral relativism. And so we can see, just like this F.M. Bushmanov, this moral decay, a lot of it, again, there's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of that natural law, and then it's returned it, it's codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Here's this neo-legal positivist, Cass Sunstein, at the helm of the usurper's administration on rules. We'll find out more about that perhaps next week, after I have enough time over the weekend coming to cogitate and modulate and perhaps do some analysis of this book. But it's been a very, very long and slow read. Let's go back into the discussion again. By state is meant that body politic, abstractly considered, the entity that possesses and exercises the sovereign political will. Now, ostensibly and originally, perhaps we were the sovereigns, as governments are created or instituted among men by men. All right? And they're to secure the blessing of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or property. Life, liberty, and property. We know more than that because we've studied Galambos. But again, it's the state. There's a difference between state and government, and that's what this article is going to point to. And who has the sovereignty? Originally, it was we the people. But now it's this state. And I think we need to be very, very careful drawing this distinction, because there's the state, and then there's this state, which we've spoken of before, and certainly Alfred Addis has been into this. He's been all over this. You can find it at addis.wordpress.com, I believe it is. It's his website. But the entity that possesses and exercises the political will, you have to both possess it and then exercise it. As the article from Israel stated, you know, silence. You know, silence is cowardice. Silence is also consent. That's why we become vocal local. Don't be silent on these issues. By governments, now they're going to define it, is meant the mechanism of political rule. We've been talking about this abolition of the established two-party political system. Why? Not only did our founders warn against the allowing parties and factions to creep into our midst, but even from the college textbooks, and you can go back in the archives, I don't even know how many months or a year ago it was, where we went through, detailed it out, piece by piece, out of a political science textbook used in the university level, all right? Where we found that the sole purpose, the ultimate purpose of the political party is what? To gain proximity to or complete control of governments, all right? And so the government is one part, one of this puzzle, one part of the puzzle, and then there's the state, which is another part, all right? The state and this state, and there's a war between the state and this state. The state is the flesh and blood man on the land, and this state is the legal overlay. And these legal positives have dropped on there so nicely. And so we're warring back and forth between the state and this state, and then we have a government. And this state is being controlled by corporations and is corporations. You go up on manda.com and just fill your mind with that concept. So we've got so much going on here we need to know about. It's not just, you know, and the Fed, walk up and down on the sidewalk with your sign and your bullhorn, thinking you're going to shout down the hall of government. By government, again, is meant the mechanism of political rule. I understand that. Sounds kind of nasty, doesn't it? Sure does to me. That the ensemble of the agencies through which the tasks of the states are performed. So here, even at this time, we're talking about agencies. You might find any mention of agencies of the fourth branch of government in the constitutions. The present article will be devoted to a discussion of the nature of the state. A treatment of government will be found under that title. We won't go to the government title today, just the state. As distinguished from a society, by which is meant simply an aggregate of human beings living together and united by mutual economic and social interests. All right? As distinguished, we're going to make it, we're going to draw the distinction, we're going to cut the line between them. A society, by which is meant simply an aggregate of human beings. And we know that human beings is a tricky word. In order to go from an animal, we found in our political science studies, from an animal, humans and other animals, in order to go from an animal in the eyes of the overlords to a human being, you have to be first politically socialized. That's right, you need to become politically socialized to be elevated from the state of an animal, the idea of all men at war against all men, Thomas Hobbes. Just animals, brute, short, live animals. But let's continue. Again, as distinguished from a society, and that's a key word. Remember the Great Society, Lyndon Baines Johnson? Well, he's not original with him. It goes all the way back to the time of August Comte and earlier. Society, the Great Society, by which is meant simply an aggregate of human beings living together. Again, the idea of starting locally and rekindling our society locally and start at the local voting precinct group level and build society with the people that live nearby you. I mean, these are your lines of defense, folks. You don't have to take it from me. Go back and look in the Bible if you want to, if you're a Bible student. The captains of fives, captains of tens, captains of twenties, captains of hundreds, captains of thousands. So much of what we have calling government today came out of the Bible. Anyway, by government is meant this mechanism of political rule, continuing, as distinguished from a society by which is meant simply an aggregate of human beings living together and united by mutual economic. All right, why do we cover the economic news? Because this stuff is impacting all of us. If we don't have honest weights and measures, if we don't have a reliable medium of exchange, we can't even begin at the most bare bones basic level in the white market, free trade, you know, honest, genuine free markets. We can't even begin at that level to start an economic system, which we need to have. We talked about that on the side yesterday after the broadcast. Anyway, let's continue. A state is a body of individuals, by mutual economic and social interests. Where does law come from? Law rises up from amongst a people, out of their customs, their tongues, their tribes, their creeds. And it is out of that that this original common law, the natural law, rises up. And then on top of that, their whole system of government is built and law is built. And if we can think of and remember always François Guizot, his history of representative government in Europe, where he defined these three great pillars of a representative system of government. Number one, there has to be a clearly defined separation of powers. We don't have that anymore. Number two, there has got to be a vote. You've got to be able to cast your vote. You can't have representative government where there is no deliberative assembly and no vote. And then three, there must be publicity. And we're not talking about media propaganda. What we're talking about is honest, genuine publicity, where we discuss these issues openly and when necessarily, avariciously or notoriously. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, June the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday. In the first hour, just kind of got things started up, back on track from yesterday's snafu, going into a little bit of a study here on state. What is a state? What is a state? What's the difference between a state and a government? And so we led into that. If you're just starting joining us, go back and listen to the first hour of today's broadcast. You can always find our archives. Just go up to becomevocallocal.com and follow the links that way. Or go to the webpage, oraclebroadcasting.com. Go to the home page. That's where all the archives are stored. And you can listen to our archives, unlimited access, free downloads. Enjoy them, study them, cut them up, transcribe them, do whatever you want. We've had people send, I had one of our listeners sent me a couple of CDs one day, and it was just, what a blessing to receive a gift like that in my mailbox, my post office box. And here's a couple of CDs. He'd gone through one of our series, and he'd gone through and taken out all the commercials and all that and all the news segments, and it was just the straight-up teaching segments, put them all on CDs. Wow, great. Now all I got to do is burn them and hand them to people. That's what a present. Thank you so very much for doing that. I really, I'm honored by the response that I get from you, the listeners. It really just... it makes all these broadcasts worthwhile, the time and the expense of doing them. But let's go back into the discussion. All right, so we're looking at the difference between state and government, where we're discovering that there is something else happening laying behind that, where the state is meant to be the body politic abstractly, the entity that possesses and exercises that sovereign political will. And surprise, surprise, it turns out to be human beings, as distinguished from a society by which is meant simply an aggregate of human beings living together and united by mutual economic and social interests. A state is a body of what? Individuals that has assumed an organized form, that has a definite membership, and has created for itself specific organs for expressing and enforcing its corporate will. Nicely stated. An article up on Bloomberg this morning, U.S. asked the judge to restore corporate campaign money charges. All right. A lot of trouble about Hillary, Billary, and Nod, Hillary Rodham Clinton's campaign, where she was raising up a lot of money, you know, from the corporations. Well, Barry the Usurper, I mean, he's off to billions of dollars in his reelection campaign treasure chest. He can take all that money with him, too, by the way, if he doesn't get elected. That's how you pay back a president for all of the work they do for you. But Citizens United is still up in arms over this, and they're trying to raise constitutional issues, and rightly so. How are we going to be able to continue, and how will we endure if the corporations can come in and compete on campaign contributions with We the People? It's not going to work too well anyway, and it doesn't work too well. But let's go back into it again. Notice it's individuals. Human beings are being mentioned here. Individuals with that sovereign political will, not corporations. There are people behind the corporations. There are stockholders. There are shareholders. There's, you know, presidents, chairman of board, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, those are the people. There's all the worker bees. Yeah, those are the people. Each of them can donate. But as far as the corporation, a legal fiction, making donations to political campaigns, I don't think so. But they do. And we need to end that practice rapidly. Continuing now, it says... I want to go through this grocery list one more time. A state is a body of individuals, that's you and me, that has assumed an organized form. So we say that our Constitution guarantees to all of the several states a Republican form of government. That's the organized form, right? That's the form. It's the framework. It's a compact. that has a definite membership. Who's in it? Anybody that lives on the land in that state. That state, the state, not this state, but that state, the state. Flesh and blood men with their feet on the soil within the bounds that can be surveyed in and staked out. Those are the people that are members. We'll be right back.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spend your life with. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, June the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media Channel 16, and TalkStream Live, all carrying this hour of today's broadcast. If you just joined us, welcome. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in, weigh in on these discussions, you're certainly welcome to do so. I'm talking about the state, right out of the Encyclopedia Americana, Volume 25. This was originally published back in the 20s, but the edition that I have in front of me is the 1950s. Let's see, copyright 1951. Originally copyright in 1927, and as so often is the case in encyclopedia articles, especially of this vintage, the articles that they originally published are oftentimes not changed for years and years. They don't edit them. They edit good the first time, and they just add new things to it. And that's what this article is all about, published originally, written originally sometime about 1934, 35, something like that. So it gives us insight into a scholarly opinion of what was meant by state at that time, all right, which is a great stuff. You don't get this very often. Anyway, continuing, and we don't have to read an entire book by somebody and have a chuckle-luck full of opinion. You know, encyclopedia authors are not really opinionated. They just bring together the best known material or propaganda. You got to watch out. Be careful. Read anything. Look at anything. Listen to anybody. But don't believe a damn thing you hear until you can check it out in your own research. But one of the nice things about these encyclopedia articles, and especially this one, is it gives us a whole shopping bag full of places to go in the bibliography to get greater detail on any part of this article. All right, so let's just continue on. It's rather stimulating, at least it has been so far for me. But we're talking now, again, as distinguished from society, by which is meant simply an aggregate of human beings living together and united by mutual economic and social interests. A state is a body of individuals that has assumed an organized form, has a definite membership, and has created for itself specific organs. Now go up and look at the United Nations, www.un.org. Look at their all of the organs and bodies. Look at their flow chart, if you will. And you get a better understanding of this. Go all the way back and study Auguste Comte's history, or his philosophy, his system of positive philosophy and his system of positive polity, and you'll see that he was strongly influenced and said so in his writings by Bichot, I think it is. it's not right in the front of my mind at the moment. I think it's Bichot. Anyway, he was a French physiologist, and at that time there wasn't all that much known about the brain and the body. They were still guessing, doing a lot of guessing anyway. But this physiologist was looking at the control of the brain as it controlled all of the various organs. And when Auguste Comte got hold of that philosophy and thinking, he applied it to political science. And so we have these brains and all of the various organs and bodies and members. And all of this is found in this article, basically incorporated. Thus, in order, for expressing and enforcing its what? Its corporate will. Body politic, body corporate. We can go up and look into corporate will. Thus, in order that there may be a state, three elements must be present. All right? Here they are. One, an aggregate of human beings. That didn't say legal fictions. That's not the all caps, man. That ain't the bunch of straw men walking around like visiting with Dorothy, the Wizard of Oz, and the Tin Man, and the Straw Man, and the Lion, right? Nope. It's an aggregate of human beings. Okay, these again would be politically socialized people. Individually termed citizens, now note this, or subjects. Citizens or subjects. Now, is that synonymous? Or not? Citizen or subject. Individually termed citizens or subjects, who they would obviously be subject to the system that was they created, forming a single group, and as such termed a people. So when we say we the people, you know, excuse me, we say we the people, what are we talking about? We're talking about this aggregate of human beings, individually termed citizens or subjects, forming a single group, such termed as people. Two, a political apparatus termed a government and administered by a corps of officials. Key phrase there, underline that, highlight that. We don't have officials anymore. These people aren't office holders. They're largely just employees. Collectively termed a magistracy. Magistracy. And before I go any further, I refer you back to that study we did out of, I believe it was Matthew, where the Christ, ostensibly, was recorded as having stated, be not like the others, and put not over you the archons. Archons. We talked about anarch, not arch, not archons. And who are the archons? Magistrates. Magistrates. But it's termed collectively a magistracy. You take all of these various, a corps of officials. You put them all together, and they're are termed a magistracy. And three, a body of rules or maxims. And so, again, we've got Cass Sunstein. They're coming up with all of these rules. The legal positivists, they're all involved in this as well. This particular article, having been written somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 years after August Comte put together his system of positive polity, his system of positive philosophy, and then ultimately his universal religion of humanity. Oh, yeah. People don't want to talk about it. We talk about a lot of socialism here and, you know, communism and capitalism and all the other isms. But positivism lays back in below here very strongly. And it's backgrounded. And it's backgrounded intentionally. And it's kept quiet. People don't want you to look into that. I do. But the others would just assume you don't. A body of rules or maxims, written or unwritten. So you have a written constitution or you have an unwritten constitution. Here in the United States, we have a written constitution. In England, they have an unwritten constitution, which are generally recognized to be such as may rightfully be enforced by those entrusted with the exercise of the powers of the state. They're exercising our powers, your powers and my powers. They've been entrusted with that. It's a trust, for sure, but they've been entrusted with that. And remember, George Washington said government. He didn't say the state. We're the state. We're the people. We are the state. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You wouldn't let your servant run amok in your household, would you, and become the master over the sovereign? Well, then why have we set aside our responsibility and allowed our government to run amok and now rule like tyrants over us? And yet, there's still a state. It's out there. And unfortunately, the corporations are part of that state. Because we, the people, being entrepreneurial and industrious, we've created businesses, and some of those businesses have been fabulous successes. And they've grown huge, and with all that extra money, they're going to invest in something, wouldn't you? You know, the only reason you're in business is not to have a happy day and drink a lot of lattes. No, it's to make profit. That's why you go into business. When you don't have any profit, you go out of business. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here is a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So back into the discussion once more, a little bit deeper now, as we continue through this article right out of the Encyclopedia Americana, 1950s, one edition, probably written no later in about 1934 or thereabouts. Again, it says that the third section here, a body of rules or maxims, written or unwritten, which are generally recognized to be such as may rightfully be enforced by those entrusted with the exercise of the powers of the state. A body of rules or maxims. Codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. And they didn't be that. They didn't be like that. That's just the way that has metastasized within the body politic. Legal positivism. In its all-out war, raging against natural law. Continuing, whether or not to these three essential elements there should be added a fourth, namely a definite area of land, there is a difference of opinion. And you go back, you look at the higher law, Seward, and the addition of Hawaii and Alaska, you look at the westward expansion, wagons, oh, Northwest territories, and all the fur trade and all the stuff that we discussed, and we were looking at Gustavus Myers, The History of Great American Fortunes, and other bodies of work, The History of Civilization, etc. You look at all of that, and then perhaps you can dialogue in this idea that Israel has today, that they don't have to have borders. The idea that the United Nations is floating the international community, that we live in a world without borders. We can go back in and study once more this international migration and development agenda, which seems to never be discussed by all those out there that want to talk about immigration and border control. They never want to address the pink elephant that's doing pirouettes on the parlor piano. Anyway, a little too obvious, right? Anyway, the eminent German publicist, Blanchi, who may be taken, and I may have mispronounced that, but we'll just take it phonetically, Blanchi, Blanchi, who may be taken as a representative of one view, defines a state as, quote, the politically organized national person of a definite country. On the other hand, Holland declares that a, quote, state is a numerous assemblage of human beings generally occupying a certain territory among whom the will of the majority or of an ascertainable class of persons is, by the strength of such a majority or class, made to prevail against any number who oppose it. And there's tons of room for discussion there. You're welcome to weigh in if you want to, 866-841-1065. All right, so there's a couple of different ways that we can go about this as regards to, well, is there a boundary or isn't there a boundary? And what are we really talking about when we're talking about states? We're talking about human beings. And they become the state, right? And then they set up a system of government. Government's being instituted among men to secure the blessing of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In America, it might not be the same elsewhere. Your state may have been organized on a different level than that. The definition of blunchy is undoubtedly applicable to all modern civilized states, but certainly is not descriptive of very many bodies politic of the past. Indeed, political sovereignty, by which is meant the supreme power of the state, political sovereignty, by which is meant the supreme power of the state, the supreme law of the state, ought to be the Constitution, but they threw in that little treaties clause. It really mucks things up delightfully. But continuing again, in addition to these, people, let's go back up a little bit, lost my place. Indeed, political sovereignty, by which is meant the supreme power of the state, was for many years, according to the ideas of the peoples of Western Europe, not territorial at all, but based upon a personal allegiance of the subjects to their rulers. Enter the black nobility of Europe, feudalism, and all of that, and to hell with boundaries and to hell with borders, the rule of conquest, the right to dominion. All right, what's all that about? Well, it's really simple. When Cristobal's Colombo overcame his fear and brought the Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, the little caravelle marvels, across the ocean, landed on, up, sailed up and down near Cuba, and saw those babes running up and down, they just couldn't wait to get ashore, and they did. Anyway, Cristobal rolls to shore, little Michael rolls to shore in his boat, and climbs out with his shiny new boots, steps on the ground, and takes his standard and stuffs it in the ground. The pennant's there for Ferdinand Isabel. He claims it for the crown, baby. Yeah. Well, what's the deal with dominion and conquest? You've got to be able to hold it, honey. And if you can't hold it, you can't keep it. So you can say that, you know, from here forever, this is our land. This is my land. This is my land. This is your land. Well, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific, right? If you can keep it. And that's the key, if you can keep it. We're giving you a republic, if you can keep it. So we're going to be up to, it's going to be up to us to keep it. Let's go a little further. A people, a government, and a body of laws are what may be termed the essential material elements of which a state is composed. A people, a government, and a body of laws. In addition to these, there is one characteristic that it must possess in order properly to deserve its title and to be distinguished from the others and the lower types of political life. This unique and distinguishing characteristic is sovereignty. Got to be there. Sovereignty. Of course, in the moderns, I just soon sweep sovereignty under the table, go after Alfred Addis personally and generally, as a sovereign citizen, making a claim to knowledge that he is part of the state. And it's this state and their controlled media lapdogs that would like to outcast him for having the audacity to remember that. This unique and distinguishing characteristic is sovereignty. But by sovereignty is meant the highest or supreme power. So it's not the Constitution or the treaties, it always falls back on we the people. We are the sovereigns. We have the supreme power, like it or not. It thus means that its possessor is itself the ultimate source of all the laws that are enforced over the territory which it claims as its own, and over citizens or other persons subject to its authority. So the people of Western Europe, when they settled on these shores and established a state and then developed as a people, a government and a body of laws, all right, they claimed over citizens or other persons subject to its authority, supreme control. And so when the Blackfoot or the Crow or the Chippewa or the Sioux or the Athabascan or the Algonquin couldn't stand against them, they just had to become subject. And when the Negroes were brought for wage slavery, and when the Negroes were brought for chattel slavery, and the Irish were brought over here, and the Germans were brought over here for wage slavery, the same sort of stuff, the same phenomena follows. It means, in short, formal legal omnipotence. Pretty powerful words, 1930s, right out of an encyclopedia. We'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Verki Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Verki dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Verki Guy offers amazing specials for Verki Water Filtration Systems. The Verki Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Verki Light System today, complete with two black Verki elements for only $231, and the Verki Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Verki Light, the Verki Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Verki Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, back into this article. I don't think we'll be able to get to the Planning Commission book today. I think we've got plenty on a plate right now with this article, and I'll just continue. I just kind of want to fill in and ad-lib around these potent sentences. By sovereignty is meant the highest or the supreme power, right? The highest or the supreme power, of course, that would be the people. It is, thus means that its possessor is itself the ultimate source of all the laws. Now, what happens when we make this transition where the people going into the cloud of ignorance induced by the John Dewey sleep and slumber and others like him, we go into this slumber, we forget who we are and whose we are, and we allow someone else to come in and claim or possess this rule-making capacity? Well, obviously, there's been a switch in time and sovereignty. It thus means that its possessor is itself the ultimate source of all the laws that are enforced over the territory, which it claims as its own. You think Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, Jamie Dimon, over there at J.P. Morgan Chase, all of the big banks, the banking families, you think that they look survey across, they fly up around in their private jets, and they look over America, and they go, wow, look at all this land we own. We own all this. It means, well, let's continue, of all the laws that are enforced over the territory, which it claims as its own, stuck its standard in the ground, raised its coat of arms, put the red shield up, you know? Over Washington, they raised up the Vatican's thorny branch and stuck it above. Or the people out there in Utah, they got their golden angel on the roof with the big horn, you know, old Gabriel or whatever. It thus means that its possessor is itself the ultimate source of all the laws that are enforced over the territory which it claims as its own, and over citizens or other persons subject to its authority. It means, in short, formal, legal omnipotence. Now we're stepping from lawful into the land of legal. We're stepping from the land of the state, flesh and blood, man on the ground, on the dirt, bend over, pick up a clod of dirt. It's the way that, a hide of land, you slaughter a cow or a bullock, and you take, a clod of dirt, and you put it in your hide, and you go and carry it and sell it, transport it and sell it as a representative of what it is, the land that you are conveying, and the other person receives it. You've got the offer, you've got an acceptance, a time limit, and performance, all at the same time. The old common law contracts. Anyway, continuing, the word formal is used for, of course, the power of control that any state may actually exercise is limited by the intolerance of its subjects of oppression. So when we're in the Declaration, they say that the people will suffer the abuses, that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. All right? It means, in short, formal legal omnipotence. The word formal is used for, of course, the power of control that any state may actually exercise is limited by the intolerance of its subjects of oppression. Have we just about reached the level of intolerance? God, I think so. But formally, a state, because legally subject to the control of no other lawmaking power, that means the United Nations or the Hague or any of this other claptrap, our founders warned against us getting involved in these entangling alliances. All right? We don't listen very carefully. We've got a lot of disrespectful folk. We talk about the old dead white guys. We're just by a hell of a lot smarter than most of the people walking around today, by the way. Anyway, but formally a state, because legally subject to the control of no other lawmaking power, has the power to issue such legally binding commands as it sees fit. Enter legal positivism. Whatever the prince says has the force and effect of law, provided, however, in the natural law, we learn this, that a law that cannot be enforced will not be enforced, and an unenforceable law is no law at all. And so they can go ahead and pass the Patriot Act, but they can't implement it all at once. They have to implement it incrementally, piece by piece by piece, lest the people go ballistic. And as Alfred Adams talks about our great debt problem, a debt that cannot be repaid will not be repaid. And that's a study in itself. Directly or indirectly, it is the source of all the rules that regulate. That's important, those regulations, licensed, codified, statutory, regulated, licensed, taxes, revocable, right? Regulated. Regulations, the Administrative Procedures Act. Not only the Code of Federal Regulations, that was what I was digging for in my mind, the CFRs there. not only the conduct of its subjects and others for the time being subject to its authority, but those that determine the form of its own government and the respective powers of its several organs and officials. So we need to go back now, because I interrupted, and give that one to you one more time in toto. Directly or indirectly, it is the source of all the rules that that regulate not only the conduct of its subjects and others for the time being subject to its authority. It's not permanent. It's in flux. But those that determine the form of its own government and the respective powers of its several organs and officials. Now, of course, your organs, these are all the agencies and the courts and everything else. But those officials is something that's lacking from the playing field today. The officials, the office holders, are no longer officials. There is no accountability to we the people. I don't know it to be an absolute, but I've certainly heard it from enough, from enough voices and enough times to feel at least it might be a possibility. They have never taken out a bond. They haven't pledged their own life, liberty, and property to the good of the people. The office holders come in, they take the offices. There's a difference between limited liability and strict liability or absolute liability. Right? Limited liability says, oh, it's not. Don't ask me to file a bond. I'm not going to put my house, my land, my cattle, my automobiles up against this. I'm not going to work the corruption of blood here. We're not going to have any bills of attainder on me, baby. I don't want that. No, get rid of that oath of office. No, we're not going to swear to nothing. We won't even affirm it. And we're not going to post a bond. No, you can just call me the grand poobah of the health department and I'll let it go at that. They don't swear an oath. They don't have one on record. They also don't post a bond. So they, nothing ventured, nothing lost, right? We can't go after anything. You can't even bring them to trial. They go, I was working for a corporation. It's the health department corporation. And the corporation picks up the tab, and you're the shareholder, so you pay the bill. You don't care who pays the bill, then you pay it, right? Anyway. So again, dropping down, the exercise of all political powers, either by individuals or associations of individuals, are therefore validated only by its sanction. They say the word, the law comes out of the mouth of the judges, right? The state is thus legally supreme, not only as the ultimate source of all law, but is itself the determinator of the matters that it will regulate. How many times have we gone, my God in heaven, why won't the Supreme Court look at this birth certificate issue? Let's put it behind us. This guy's a usurper. Take him out front and find some rope. They won't even cover it. They won't even look into it. Not going there. Not going to do it. Why? Well, I've got another article in here you go to. But basically, it's because the judges are politically appointed. And so they've got loyalties that go beyond justice. This is why we need to abolish the established two-party political system, because we have no representation, not even in law, in this system as it stands today. It's got to go. It is the demon. It is the devil. It is the Satan. It is the Lucifer that we need to get rid of. All right? We don't need to bring all that baggage with us. Let's just stick to politics. Political realism, that's what I like to look at. The exercise of all political powers, either by individuals or associations of individuals, are therefore validated only by its sanction. The state is thus legally supreme, not only as the ultimate source of all law, but is itself the determinator of the matters that it will regulate and the manner in which it will regulate them. Put the shoe on the other foot. If we, the people, were looking at this, would we tolerate this bastard bunch of cops busting into this man's house first crack in the morning and dragging him and his children outside? No, we wouldn't. Unheard of, unthinkable, inexcusable. We'll be right back.
My name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, certainly happy that you were with us today, and I hope you're enjoying this and finding this information about the state revealing. Certainly I enjoy reading these old articles, and I spend all my time doing this. But anyway, thus, as the Austrian publicist Jelinek has put it, quote, obligation through its own will is the legal characteristic of the state, close quote. Obligation through its own will is the legal characteristic of the state. So we the people obligate ourselves through our own will. People go to the vote, they vote, you know, they go to the polls, vote. They pay their taxes, they pay, you know, their taxes. I hate the way that comes out of my mouth. Well, don't do it again. They pay the taxes extorted from them. They don't complain about it. It's all based on voluntary compliance. Comes in through gradualism or incrementalism, you know. But again, obligation, we're obliged. We become obliged. There's a contract. You signed your name right there. Is this your signature? Boy, you need to learn to say no to that one. Anybody ever ask you, is this your signature? You just say no. Obligation through its own will is the legal characteristic of the state. And we the people, the state. It is the state, it is to be observed, that is the possessor of sovereignty. Its subject, as continental writers express it, it's its subject. Now, subject, in this case, is used differently than citizens or subjects earlier. The subject of being a state is the possession of sovereignty. as continental writers would express it. Not the government. Not the government. And we can all, you know, get down and get around, you know, and go through this thing I call Operation Clean Sweep and start at the attic and come down through all the executive orders of the administrative branch, the executive branch, not only in your county, but in your state and in the from the federal level. We need to do this Operation Clean Sweep, and there's lots of brooms available, many hands, lots of work. Anyway, we need to go through this process. But as we go down through it, understand that the government is not the problem. I'm sorry. It's the perversion and conversion, the fraudulent concealment, the fraudulent conversion of the state. We forgot who the state was. We forgot who the sovereign is. We don't know who we are, and therefore we don't know whose we are. And until we know who we are and whose we are, and we're willing to, you know, like the Christians say, the evangelical bellies, they say, well, name it and claim it. Well, name it and claim it, damn it. It's yours. It's your birthright. To the government is entrusted only the execution of the sovereign will of the state or the people. That's why we hired them, and that's why we can fire them. The powers of each governmental organ and of each public official. You know why these encyclopedias wound up in a dumpster? Because this material is too potent to have out today. They can't have this in a public school library. Would hate to have little Johnny do a book report on the state. Wow, that would really turn things around. They wouldn't be doing masturbation in circles and playing with their drums. No, they'd be talking about what the heck is up. Thus, at any given time, a citizen, though potentially subject in every matter of his life, liberty, and property, funny, this author still knows how to say it, to the will of his state, possesses a sphere of freedom. Notice he didn't say liberty here or happiness. Freedom, defined by existing laws, upon those exercising political authority may not trespass. Let me say it again. Thus, at any given time, a citizen, it could be either a citizen or a subject, you can have either a written or an unwritten constitution. You create a government. The Constitution is the framework. It's the format. It lays it out. We design our government through the Constitution. And the Constitution is virtually an unchanging document. We do have articles of amendment. How to do that is in there. But the Constitution is the frame that we all agreed on in the beginning, and that's what makes us a people, all right? And then we have a government. And, of course, the government has to be changed to suit the day at hand. Right. It comes and goes, and things get more complex, and things get simpler. But thus, at any time, a given citizen, though potentially subject in every matter of life, liberty, and property to the will of his state, possesses a sphere of freedom defined by existing laws upon which those exercising political authority may not trespass. Man, it can't be any simpler than that. I know that my rights end where the rights of another man begins. I would never give my government any right to trample on my rights, and no one out there listening would ever desire to do so, lest I turn and trample them. If you gore my ox, expect me to gore two of yours. And then we go right back into the laws of nature. We go right back into this very beginning of the whole argument, the Thomas Hobbes Leviathan story. Not a good story either. To quote the words of Professor Burgess, quote, the individual is defended in this sphere against the government by the power, the state, that makes and maintains and can destroy the government, and by that same power through the government against encroachments from any other quarter. Against the power, that power itself, however, he has no defense. So it's a mature discussion. And it is bigger than a bullhorn. And it's not going to be handled that way. We need to know how the system can work and was designed to work originally, and understand why it's been perverted and who perverted it, and what is their modus operandi. Why have they taken away this system? Why have they occulted it? Why have they seized it quietly. Well, again, Dorothy, political parties and factions, their sole purpose is to gain proximity to or complete control or power of government. The government has the ability, the power to destroy. It can also be a very useful servant. And so our servant government has become our destroyer because of our own ignorance, apathy, inaction, and inattention. We have not participated in what was originally designed to be a participatory system. We falsely believe that others will take care of it, and that Uncle Suck is going to fulfill every need that you have. And it just don't work that way, Dorothy. It doesn't last any longer than the fiat monetary system that was brought in by the same ilk at the same time. So we've got some problems laying out in front of us. I maintain that the solution is largely going to be started at the abolition of the established two-party political system. That process in itself requires activation right where you are, in your local voting precinct, creating a local voting precinct group. You can do poll watching. You can run people right near you, people that you know and know well, for office. You can help to get new people elected. You could find someone to be your police chief, who damn sure wouldn't be sitting down at the Dunkin' Donuts drinking coffee and sucking down donuts with his officers while the Department of Education Fed team, SWAT team, somebody's house at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. Right? There's lots of things that we can do. Your county clerk in every county, the election authority in your cities and municipalities, those are the people that we need to target immediately. Because they're the ones that have bought in, public buy-in, they bought in to the Help America Vote Act of 2001. They're the ones that went into bed with Diebold and Sequoia and the others, and they're the ones that are in bed with the media and in bed with these parties to run the game on you and me and take away the power of vote. One of the three primary pillars that Francois Guizot laid out in his History of Representative Government in Europe, one of the three primary pillars of a representative system of government. We can restore a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. There is no restoration needed for the state. We are the state. But we have errant laws that were brought in at the turn of the last century, the 1800s and 1900s, that gave preeminence to whom? The American Bankers Association and the American Bar Association, that then created the Uniform Law Commission, and they opened the way to corporate takeover of our land. Folks, that's all for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.